The new year in Gaza, though, is taking up where the old one left off in a blizzard of Israeli bombs and Hamas-launched rockets into Israel. Israeli jets bombed the Palestinian parliament building and Navy ships opened fire at Hamas positions along the coastline. Hamas has been firing rockets. At least three hit Israel. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council held an emergency session late yesterday. Mike Sargent is covering the story for our partner, the BBC, and he joins us from Jerusalem. Good morning and Happy New Year, Mike.
And Happy New Year to you.
Can you describe the conditions on the ground in Gaza?
Very difficult. They've been getting worse by the day. Humanitarian supplies are starting to get through now. Food distribution is continuing today. It's been suspended for the last couple of weeks. So that's a positive sign. Some medicines are getting through to hospitals. But it's very hard for aid workers to do their job under the constant threat of Israeli airstrikes. So it's very tough in Gaza indeed. And although Israel says its enemy is Hamas and not the people of Gaza, it's quite hard for those who live there to feel like they're not all under attack.
And Mike, I understand the weather has been really bad, rain and clouds. Who has that been helping, Hamas or Israel?
It's hard to say. I mean, Israel has superior technology, so that may help in one sense. But certainly the weather, although it may have delayed a ground operation, Israeli tanks going into Gaza, that's one thing it might have done. But it certainly hasn't reduced the overall level of violence in and around the Gaza Strip. We saw with the appalling weather conditions yesterday, a lot of rockets being fired by Hamas out of Gaza, 77 rockets in total striking Israel, and the Israeli airstrikes continuing their relentless bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Conditions are improving today. I'm looking out of the window at blue sky at the moment, so that may change things a little bit.
The threat of a ground operation is still very real. Today, an Israeli newspaper is reporting that an Israeli army has recommended that the government go in briefly, or at least launch a major ground operation, a brief one. What do you make of that?
Yes, I mean, there's been speculation for the last few days that a ground operation is about to be launched. The tanks have been massing on the border with Gaza. More troops arrived yesterday, and the indications from the military are that they are ready to go in if the order comes. But it's a difficult decision for Israel's leaders to make. They've sent troops into Gaza before. They've taken a lot of Israeli casualties in Gaza before, but they haven't stopped the rocket fire. So if they go in, they'll have to have a clear plan of what they're going to do, what they're going to achieve that can't be achieved by airstrikes alone, and how they're going to get the soldiers out when they think they've achieved it. So there are a lot of dilemmas there, and that's what may be delaying any kind of ground operation.
An army spokeswoman, an Israeli army spokeswoman, is quoted as saying that Hamas has absorbed a heavy strike, but it isn't enough. And this sixth day, is there a greater sense of what enough will be?
Well, I think from Israel's point of view, enough is when Hamas no longer has the ability to fire rockets at Israel. So that point hasn't been reached yet, because we still see the rockets coming out of the Gaza Strip.
Now, and Mike, on that point, there was a rocket that entered Beersheba, which is about 30 miles away, and there was no casualty. But I suspect that is very politically inflammatory within Israel.
Oh, hugely, hugely. I mean, the range of these rockets has been increasing, as you say, hitting 30 miles outside the Gaza Strip. By one police calculation, that puts over 800,000 Israelis potentially within range of these rockets. So it is a new development, these longer range rockets, and that's why it's all become so politically charged in Israel. The Israeli people want their government to put a stop to this, and that's why there is so much support at the moment for continued military action, despite the fact that internationally you're seeing quite a lot of criticism of Israel and increasing calls for a ceasefire.
And very quickly, Mike, before we go, diplomatically speaking, I mean, do you see any light in the coming days on that front?
That's going to continue. We saw the first round at the United Nations in New York last night, but no ceasefire solution yet. It'll probably take a few more days, and as long as that continues, then so will the Israeli military operation.
Mike Sargent, thank you very much. Mike Sargent is a BBC correspondent, and he's reporting to us from Jerusalem.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.